what happens at the WTO next 2 weeks, what is happening in Brussels, what will happen in Malta, are all matters primordial concern to us. The history is perhaps too long to recall here, but many may forget that both sugar and banana, as central pillars of our economies, were constructed to satisfy metropolitan requirements. Bananas, the latter of the two, in the immediate post-war when there was what they called a dollar shortage and had to be grown within the so-called sterling area. And sugar of a much older vintage was put in place, capital, human, market, and everything to satisfy others. And we went up to the end of the last century, last quarter of the last century, into arrangements which, though legally binding and of indefinite duration, have suddenly become non-binding and of very short life. But that is the world in which we live. One cannot help but feel seriously aggrieved when, for the dismantling of the sugar protocol, we are being offered 40 million euros, while European producers are being offered 5.6 billion euros as compensation. It really speaks volumes, and perhaps is something we need to bear in mind as we reconstruct for the future.